Hello everyone, today we're here with Melissa Ingold. Melissa believes that an entrepreneur truly steps into their power and joy when they shift out of their self-assigned job as task doer and realign themselves with their true role as the visionary creator for their business. Overcoming teen pregnancy, single parenting, poverty, and no business experience, Melissa builds a highly sought-after service business from the ground up. However, after 5 years of running her business single-handedly while taking care of two young children, a husband, and managing a household, she was exhausted, frustrated, and just wanted to throw in the towel, crawl into bed, and hide under the covers until it all went away. But what she quickly discovered is that her rock-bottom breakdown was actually disguised as a life-changing breakthrough. In 2006, desperate to escape the cage her business had built around her, Melissa took a leap of faith and hired her first virtual assistant. It was a move that would change the course of her business and life forever. Over the next few years, in her new role as the visionary creator in her business, she transitioned out of the service industry, hired more help, restructured and streamlined her business model, and designed a business around her life, rather than forcing her life to conform to her business. By 2010, Melissa's team had been running her business for almost 2 years so she could work just a few hours a week and devote the rest of her life to taking care of her third child, a baby boy with special needs. In mid-June of that same year, her son passed away in his sleep just 8 days before his second birthday. Today, Melissa attributes outsourcing and the support of her team for the magic that kept her business growing and making money while she had the freedom of time to cherish every moment with her son. Melissa now runs several successful businesses with the help of her fabulous team. She creates 100 plus new products every year, runs 6 different monthly membership programs, is an affiliate marketer, and has created a slew of fun projects with amazing joint venture partners. After the loss of her son a few years ago, Melissa is opening up about her experiences and sharing her message about outsourcing to help other entrepreneurs bridge the gap between a business that takes all your time, energy, and joy to one that works for you and supports you in creating the life you've always dreamed about. I'm sure that you can tell just from my reading Melissa's bio why I asked her to be here. She's a Wonder Woman. She's amazing and has so much going on. And at the same time, she's still able to live an incredibly joy-packed life, and I know that you're going to learn so much from her. So, Melissa, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this. And I know that was kind of a super long bio and intro, but, you know, I think it's really important that people hear my story so they know that they're not alone, that crappy things do happen, and we just kind of have to get up, brush ourselves off, and keep going. I mean, that's just what life is all about. So I'm glad you shared the whole thing.
Me too. For those listening, we had talked about it before, and I was like, maybe we should shorten it a little bit. But I'm really glad we didn't, because I think it's amazing in just a few paragraphs for people to be able to see how you went from, I mean, just all these different things that you had to deal with, and then just to where you are now, 100 plus products every year, 6 different membership sites, and all the tragedy in your past is just amazing that you're able to bounce back and be in the position that you're in now. And in that spirit, I would love if you could take a minute and just brag a little bit about some of the things that you've got going on in your life and things that you're the most proud of right now.
I would have to say that it's kind of one big thing. It is my family and, you know, my business and how, you know, like you guys kind of heard, I basically started from nothing. And so, you know, that's something I'm really proud of, kind of being able to start from nothing and create something amazing out of that. And so I'm really proud of my business and the fact that I'm able to really make my life and my family a priority, the number one priority. And then I just kind of work my business around that so that, you know, my family is the focus. So, you know, that's, well, the two big things that I'm just super proud of that I've accomplished in my life.
That's so huge. I love that that's your priority and then the business comes second, but it's not like you're sacrificing anything to be able to have this amazing business too. I think a lot of people can learn so much from you about that. And so I'd love to know, we touched on it in your bio, can you just expand on the time in your life? Because I want people who are listening to the podcast realize that even when tough things happen, you can still choose to have a better life if you have that choice. And we are lucky enough to have the choice to be able to change our lives. So I'd love if you could just take a minute and just tell us about a time that maybe you felt trapped or things weren't going the way that you wanted. And then what was going on then for you?
Oh gosh, there's a million things. There always is. I would like to actually kind of talk about something that's really kind of been going on over the past few years and, you know, my whole experience with that, because, you know, it just felt like things were just blowing up everywhere. I felt trapped and it was just a lot of really bad stuff was coming up for me. So I'd like to kind of share that. You know, as you heard, you know, my son passed away in 2010. And, you know, after that happened, I was just a complete wreck for like 2 months. And then I was kind of forced to, you know, it was in the summer. So my kids had to go back to school and it's like, okay, I actually have to like get moving and get up off the couch and, you know, do something. And so what I did was I actually threw myself back into my work and it became something that allowed me to kind of shove my grief down and not focus on it. And so I just worked. I really lost my way and my big why, which was, you know, always put my family first and focus on that. But I was just so caught up in just trying to shove all my feelings down, hide them, and just, you know, put on this face like everything's okay. And I was able to do that by just working all the time. And I did that for, oh geez, over a year of that, and everything else took a backseat to my business because I just didn't want to deal with all that stuff that was buried down. Around November of 2011, I actually had my GoDaddy account hacked, and you know, some domains were being moved out. One of them was a big domain. It was a big chunk of my income, and it was a really scary thing that happened. I had my team, you know, I had people on standby. We dealt with it. We got the domain back. We were back up and running, and everything was okay, but it really wasn't okay for me. And you know, I've never really shared this before. People really don't know how much that experience affected me, and it wasn't the hacking itself. It was what came up for me because of that. And, you know, a lot of fear came up. You know, I felt like I had been personally attacked. And all of a sudden, you know, I was afraid of losing stuff. I mean, I had lost my son. Sorry. And so it was just like,
don't be sorry. Please feel it. This is great. I'm so glad that you're able to feel what you're feeling.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of crap was coming up around that. It was like, oh, you know, now it's like, what if? It was a lot of more like, what if, the fear of, you know, what if I had have lost that part of my business and all of that income was gone? What would I have done? You know, it's kind of like my coach likes to say, bag lady syndrome. And we kind of get stuck in that, especially for me, because, you know, I started from nothing. I was on welfare. I know what it was like to grow up and be absolute rock bottom, have no money for anything. And so there's, you know, the fear of going back to that, having that happen again, losing everything. And so that happening just brought up so much stuff. You know, as I went into 2012, what I found was that, you know, all of the stress, the fear, the lingering grief was manifesting physically. And I was sick all the time. Like, I was physically sick. I felt unwell. I was in bed all the time. I had to get people to watch the kids because I just felt terrible. Of course, you go to the doctors, they're doing all these tests. There's nothing wrong with you. And I knew my heart. I knew exactly what it was, what was going on. So it really took me a year of that to start kind of coming out of that again. Even as I went into 2013, there's still a lot of moments where everything would feel like it was okay. And then there I would be in the shower and all of a sudden I'd just start sobbing and I'd be breaking down. And, you know, I would just be like praying to God or source spirit, whatever you want to refer to it as, you know, just to help me because I just couldn't take it anymore. I just didn't know what I was going to do. And then it was kind of interesting because a lot of really weird things started happening kind of out of nowhere. You know, of course, now looking back, I can see like, oh, you know, my prayers were answered, how one thing led to the next. Because I believe that through asking and stuff, we get sent like opportunities and people that will actually answer, you know, our prayers and answer our questions and kind of give us what we're looking for. And so I was kind of led to this interesting online event where a lot of successful women were speaking. It was really spiritually based. One of those speakers just sent a ping and I got like wow, I need to know more about this person. And, I was just really, really drawn to her. And so at that time, I bought her products, I listened to her trainings, and, just as I was thinking, okay, so how can I get more help from her? An email actually just kind of showed up in my inbox, and then I had the opportunity to start doing some coaching with her. And, that just kind of really got me out of big mess of everything that had been going on, and just really trying to get out of that slump and that hole that I was in. And, she really, really, really helped me with that. I can't really explain it. It's just it was just a really incredible thing that happened. And so, going towards the end of last year and into this year, just a lot of really incredible stuff going on, and getting my joy back and being excited again, just incredible, incredible things happening.
That's amazing. Yeah, to have to be holding that in for so long, I really honor you for just listening to your intuition, following your guts, and going after that woman who I know you've told me about, and she's amazing, and then just being able to accept the help. It's just incredible because I've seen that just the shift in you this past year has been incredible. Yeah, so I just definitely want to say, just amazing. Do you think that like working with her was one of the biggest things that helped you transition out of where you were to where you are now, just getting that support?
Absolutely. And women especially, we really struggle with allowing other people to support us. We're always the one that is doing everything and being everything for everyone. And so that's a mindset on its own. You got to make that shift to like, it's okay to be supported. It's okay to allow others to do things for me, to support me. And so there was a shift that had to happen for me to kind of accept that and say, you know what, I need help. I have to allow someone else into my life and into what's going on to be able to support me and help me through this. So that was a bit of a tricky thing because, I still kind of struggle with that, allowing others to support me. But, I've definitely come a long way with that.
Is there anything that kind of comes to mind about something that she maybe specifically helped you with?
She really helped me believe that, well, and really shift my mindset. I am safe. I'm worthy, I'm loved, and she's really helped me to just focus on myself and instead of worrying, because another thing for me, and I think for a lot of women, we worry about what other people are doing, we worry about what they're gonna think of us, and oh, well, if I do this, are they gonna hate me? And if I release this new program, everybody's gonna hate it, they're gonna think I suck. And so, that was something else that she kind of helped me with too, is to you know what, just focus on yourself. Nothing else really matters. And, just so my focus has been, especially this year, kind of three things, getting back into my faith, freedom, and joy, especially joy, because after the past few years, that just felt like it just completely blew out the window. I'm able to kind of apply faith and really know that that's something that I'm incorporating is when I make time for myself to be quiet and at ease. That could just be, going down to the beach and going for a walk by myself and just being quiet and away from everything and everyone. And freedom, that's, outsourcing. I keep doing that. I look for other ways that I can be supported and really checking in on that. And then joy for me is just taking time to play and have fun and go do different things and just, get away from work, get away from house and just be and enjoy and truly experience every moment. So that is joy for me. And there's red flags that come up. So it's like, I know I'm out of alignment because I don't feel like going to work. I just want to hide under the covers. And that for me would say, okay, so the areas that are kind of lacking is faith. I'm not, getting that quiet time. I'm not feeling in ease and, joy. I'm not making enough time for play and to relax. Because maybe I've been working too much. So it's like all of a sudden, I don't want to work so much. And okay, so why don't I want to? What's going on? So things are kind of like out of balance. And so I have to like really make sure that those things are in alignment for me. So Those are some big things this year that I'm really focusing on.
That's wonderful. I like the idea a lot of just having those core feelings that you want to make sure that you're feeling, and then just kind of making sure that your life is giving you those feelings. And it's great that you're able to be in the moment. And if you're realizing that you're not feeling optimally, just having those as kind of a system of checks and balances.
Yep.
And I'd love to also touch on, you were saying how you're focusing on yourself, and that sounds like it's really powerful for you. So when you say you focus on yourself, do you mean like you're focused on your happiness and not thinking about, not that you don't care about other people's happiness, but is it just like you're constantly checking in with yourself and how are you feeling? Or what does that look like when you say you're focused on yourself?
That what you just said just kind of hit the nail on the head. I have to be happy, because if I'm really unhappy, you know, I just don't feel good. Everything outside of me, the people, my experiences are just going to be completely different. Things are going to be wonky. So when I'm feeling good and I'm kind of shifting energy, everything that outside and all of the people are impacted. It's kind of hard to explain, but yeah, just really kind of making sure that, you know, I'm okay with me. I'm okay with everything that's going on, and I'm happy and I feel good, because then when I feel like that, I can, you know, I really am able to give my all to my family, and I feel good about it. Instead of being, you know, grouchy and tired and just not wanting to do anything, I'm happy and excited and energetic, and I bring a better experience to them when I'm making sure that I'm taking care of me.
Totally. And since you've been doing this, I'm curious, like, how has it been? Like, have there been positive and negative effects of doing that, of changing your mindset to that kind of default state of being?
Yes. Some things, you know, what I've found is that when you really start working on yourself and you're clearing energy and you're really making big shifts in your life, not everyone is going to like that. I mean, relationships will blow up, friendships will end. And, you know, it really has nothing to do with you. It's more the other people. They feel wonky. You've been making them feel wonky because you're like up leveling and you're kind of clearing some crap, and they're just like, they don't really know what's going on. You know, sometimes you just have to let those people go because they want to hold you back and keep you where it's comfortable for them. So you have to kind of like make that decision. Over the last little while of really working on myself, my marriage has gotten wonky at times because of all of the inner work that I'm doing. So I was clearing and up leveling, and it's like he's just trying to catch up with me. I finally reached a point where, with relationships, marriage, everything, where I decided that I'm just at a point in my life where I'm not going to apologize for wanting to be myself, for wanting this kind of life for myself. And I'm just not going to settle anymore. When it came to relationships, my husband, I decided he wants to come along for the ride. If he's willing to shift and grow with me, then, well, of course, I would totally love that. But, you know, if he was going to fight me and hold me back and it was just going to be awful, and, you know, he was going to be keeping me from really stepping into who I wanted to be and who I'm meant to be, then I was at the point where I was willing to let that go and just allow myself to move forward instead of moving backward. It's really interesting. That will happen, I think, for a lot of people. You just reach that point where you're just like, you know what, I'm tired of allowing other people to decide what my life's going to look like, what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, and, you know, kind of feel like you're always apologizing for all the stuff that you're doing. And you're just like, okay, you know what? I've had it. This is my life, and I get to decide what it is I want to do, what I want from it. And if other people don't like that, then, you know, that's on them. I'm just going to keep moving forward and make sure that my life is the best that it can possibly be. So yeah, really interesting, but my husband's definitely got on board. And I have to say that, you know, since I've started all this and working with the coach and stuff, that I am not married to the same guy that I married 10 years ago. He has completely changed. It's like he's grown and shifted and changed along the way. And he is catching up with me, and he is willing to go along for this ride. So it's pretty amazing to kind of see what's happened there. Yeah, totally different relationship. And I'm just more in love with him and more excited about our marriage, in, you know, going forward for the next 10, 20 years than I had ever been in my whole life. So it's just been really crazy.
I love it. And I bet, I mean, of course it would be scary for him because he's used to having one kind of way of life for such a long time. And then you're just up-leveling and just changing everything. But I bet for now, it's just like, it probably is exciting to him, huh?
Yes, we have some joint goals now. You know, it was really funny because he actually, a couple of weeks ago or something like, no, actually, I think it was last month, he took a week off from work. You know, he still has that J-O-B. And, you know, because that's what he was comfortable with and stuff. But he took a week off. We didn't do anything. Normally when he takes time off from work, we're, you know, we're going on vacation, we're doing something. But this time he just took it off. And he just did nothing. You know, I did my little bit of work and, you know, we hung out, we did things. And so he got to really see what the lifestyle that I've created and that I live every single day is really, really like. Because for so long, it's always been, you know, he gets up, he goes to work, he comes home, and that's how he's felt secure. And that's how he always felt that's the way it's supposed to be, right? For him to kind of, it's almost like it just clicked in his mind, like, oh, so this is how it works. This is what you're really doing. It was really interesting to kind of see that because he had that time to kind of just see and understand everything that I've been doing. And I think that's when he really took a huge leap and really got on board with, you know, what I've been doing for all these years. Hello, you know, I've been doing this for how long now? It's about time you caught up. But he's looking to, you know, we've been talking about him retiring and maybe him starting some kind of business. So lots of really awesome stuff has come out of all of the crap that, you know, I've been dealing with for the past few years. So
when you were like going back and forth with your husband and it was lots of just like, ugh, like you didn't know what was going to happen. Did it look like you would try and do something new and he would just say, you know, I don't think this is a good idea? Was it just like saying the things you were doing weren't good? Or was it just like his energy shifting? I'm just curious about that dynamic and how you were able to get through it.
Yeah, it would just be, I want to do this and I would be excited about something. And yeah, he wasn't on board with that. No. An example was a few years ago when we hired someone to come in and clean our house. He was not okay with that. His mindset was only rich people hire housekeepers to clean your house. You know, why would we do that? Why would we spend money? And I was like, you know what? I need this support. I need someone that can do that so that I can free up my time to be focused on other things or just to, you know, not at the end of the day have to, oh, you know, I've got a million things to do around the house now. I would rather have spent that time with my kids. So there was, you know, a lot of friction around that. But me, I just went ahead and did it. And, you know, you're either coming or you're not kind of deal. It's almost like when he experiences the change that I make, he's like, oh, okay. This is cool. I like this. Yeah. So that's, you know, really what it's been like. I want to do something. I want to change things. I want to improve our lives. And it's kind of like, oh, you know, he thinks, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's okay. There's just times I would just have to just do it. And it is what it is. I'm just going to do it anyway, which is not ideal, but sometimes you just have to, you know, do what you're going to do. But yeah, a lot of kind of friction at times, definitely a lot of improvement.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, that's phenomenal that he was able to just take that week off and to be where you are now from that is incredible. I'm curious, how were your children responding as you were like up-leveling yourself?
Actually, it's been really interesting. I can see that, you know, maybe where things weren't really that great with them. You know, as women, we're balancing and trying to do so many things. And like I said, you know, we're the ones supporting and everyone else and doing everything for everyone else. And we don't allow and support. And so by allowing and support in different areas of my life and, you know, just clearing all my crap and freeing myself from all of that stuff, the way I feel has really had a big impact on how they feel, because kids really pick up a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think they do. They know when there's tension, they know, you know, if a couple's maybe arguing, not really fighting, but they feel weird. The way you feel, really, they can sense that kind of stuff. So they have just been blossoming, and I'm really starting to understand, you know, what my kids need, because as I'm learning how to shift my energy, give myself what I need, and how to have a better mindset and stuff, I'm able to pass on those things to my kids and kind of teach them in fun ways and, you know, give them the tools they need to have a better life experience, you know, growing up and as they get older and stuff. So just really, really fun stuff, lots of really great stuff. And they just really blossoming.
That's so nice. What a gift to be able to pass on to them. Is there something that you're doing like on a daily basis to make your life as optimal according to your, you know, guidelines of the faith and the freedom and the joy? Is there something you do every single day, like an action step that people who are listening could kind of take on?
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, I have those three things: faith, freedom, joy. So I would recommend that you guys really think about, you know, what it is that your couple of things could be that you really want to be applying to your life. I like to check in with myself and say, am I giving myself enough time to, you know, be alone and be quiet, you know, away from work? Maybe go have that walk on the beach that I've been wanting to have. Or is just everything busy, 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 chaotic, on the go, running? You know, I may say, am I taking care of myself? You know, when's the last time I went and had a haircut? Or when did I get my nails done? Or when did I last exercise? Or did I eat lunch today? You know, just kind of like checking in. Okay, am I taking care of myself enough? Or is that starting to really get out of alignment? Am I creating enough joy in my life? Have I been working too much this week? Have we just been, you know, doing busy kind of stuff and not really creating joyful experiences? You know, am I having enough fun? We like to do simple things. Like after supper, we'll hit the drive-thru. My husband and I will get a coffee and we'll take a drive and we'll go to the beach and park and we'll walk along the beach and the kids will throw rocks and run and we hold hands and chit chat. And it's just a relaxing kind of fun experience. It's really joyful. So it's not like, oh, you know, I have to take a vacation and spend all this money to create fun, joyful experiences. Just really simple things that can really feed you so that you can go into the next day and the next week feeling really, really good, as opposed to just drained and tired, exhausted, grouchy, all of those crazy things that we've all felt at times. So, you know, if I see any leaks in those different areas, then, you know, I like to make a list of some things that I can do to, you know, start plugging those leaks and to get back into alignment.
I like what you said about the list. I do that too, where it's just like whatever your core desired feelings are, you just kind of have your list of, and like you said, it doesn't need to be a vacation or something. It could be something as simple as going for a walk down the beach, or I learned from one of my coaches to have a pleasure basket. So it's basically just like a basket of things that are going to bring pleasure into your life. And so for everyone, that could be different, but it could be like a bath salts or a book that you really love to read, or just like an iPad with a playlist of songs that you like. You can add as much as you want, as little as you want, but it's such a nice way to infuse whatever you want into your life.
I love that. And yeah, I love lighting incense when I really want to get into like a relaxed kind of creative mode. I'll light incense and I'll light a candle, you know, and it just brings me so much pleasure. Or, you know, today, just before we got on this call, I was in the garden, the sun's shining, the birds are singing, and it's just like, oh, this is so pleasurable, you know, and then come back to the office and I get to talk to you. And so, yeah, just the little things really make a huge difference.
Yeah, I really noticed that. For sure. Is it kind of like your morning ritual, or is it a nighttime thing when you check in and you look in your feelings, or is it just kind of as you think of it?
I tend to, sometimes I'll think of it during the day. Like I'm like, oh, you know, I feel like I've been working too much, you know, this week. It's just been kind of busy. It's like, oh, my hair's feeling kind of gross, you know. When is the last time I've gone and just had that kind of spa experience and got my hair done? But normally every night what I like to do is, you know, if I'm having a bath or a shower, you know, sometimes didn't make it to the shower during the day, or just any time really, I just like to kind of share, think of all the things that I'm thankful for and kind of check into those three different areas and, you know, ask for guidance of how, you know, I can make those things happen. And then, you know, I make a note of some of the things that I'll want to jot down. So yeah, just any time, even just like 2 minutes to say, oh, you know, what am I thankful for today? My family, my health, my business, my home. There's so many things every day to be thankful for. Again, just checking in and making sure everything